Among the saints commemorated this day, the holy protomartyr Stephen the Archdeacon. He was a kinsman of the Apostle Paul and one of those Jews who lived in a Hellenic milieu. Stephen was the first of the seven deacons whom the apostles ordained for the service of the poor in Jerusalem. This is why he is called the Archdeacon, the first or chief of them. By the power of his faith, Stephen worked many miracles among the people. The wicked Jews disputed with him, but were always confounded by his wisdom and the power of the Spirit who acted through him. Then the shameful Jews, adept at calumny and slander, stirred up the people and leaders against this innocent man. They slandered Stephen, saying that he had blasphemed against God and against Moses, and quickly found false witnesses who supported their assertion. Then Stephen stood before the people, and all saw his face like the face of an angel. That is, his face was illumined by the light of grace, as was the face of Moses when he talked with God. Stephen opened his mouth and spoke of God's manifold works and marvels performed in the past for the people of Israel, and of the people's manifold transgressions and oppositions to God. He especially denounced them for the slaying of Christ the Lord, calling them betrayers and murderers. When they ground their teeth, Stephen looked and saw the heavens open and the glory of God, and spoke to the Jews of what he saw. Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then the malicious men took him out of the city and stoned him to death. Among his murderers was his kinsman Saul, later the Apostle Paul. At that time, the Most Holy Mother of God was standing on a rock at a distance with St. John the theologian, and witnessed the martyrdom of this first martyr for the sake of the truth of her Son of God, and she prayed for Stephen. This happened exactly a year after the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles. St. Stephen's body was taken secretly and buried by Gamaliel in his own ground. He was a Jewish prince and a secret Christian. Thus, this first of Christ's martyrs made a glorious end and entered in the kingdom of Christ our God. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us.